Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer request and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or a loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Well, good morning, God morning. Today is Make It Happen Monday. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I'm your host for today. Do we have any new callers on the line? Well, I'm just so happy that we're family. As you know, Make It Happen Monday is where we do service acts and good deeds for someone as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus someone may never see. Tonight, you're invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters, for married couples and marriage hopefuls from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real life lessons and raw discussions as God planned for it to be. Thank you to those who have already signed up for our production team. There's still a space for you if you're interested in joining the team, helping us with our fundraising efforts. Please contact Erica via inbox or respond to the post in the Victory Room. Lastly, family, if you have been blessed by the call and understand and believe in the global vision, and you are led to partner with Declare Victory in changing lives one deed at a time, please visit the Victory Room private forum, the website, or the mobile app, and click the link to donate. For all of you that have decided to give, we thank you, and the people you will bless also thank you. Our prayer request this morning on the phone, Sister Julia has a praise report. She is not in pain this morning. Praise God for that. She also is praying for her family and herself, and Martha Gilmore, who is Deborah Evans' grandmother. We're still praying for her and the Declare Victory family. Sister Tracy has a praise report. She had her moving transition, and it went well, and she's thanking God for that. Robin has a prayer request for Sharon Nichols. Susie, we're praying for her because her mouth is still giving her a problem. She has to go in today, so let's keep her up in prayer. Juliet has a prayer request for LaVon Goffrey. And Rosanna has a prayer request for Terry Pendleton. She was hit by a car and knocked her out of her shoes, and she's blessed because the doctor said that people that are hit like that usually do not survive. But she is home today, and we want to thank God for that. Our online prayer request, Dee Dee Felder is requesting prayer for Nelson Santiago. Please lift up the family in the loss of their dear mother. She passed away yesterday from a massive heart attack. Warriors, keep the Nelsons in your prayers, please.
Pray for the victory.
I said the victory, sweetie. Our lineup for today is Scripture by Rhoda, Declaration by Pamela. Our first prayer warrior is Diane Templeton. Our second prayer warrior is Brother Jeff. Our third prayer warrior is Tiara. And Dion will close us out today. Our scripture will be by Rhoda. Our declaration by Pamela. Our first prayer warrior is Diane. Our second prayer warrior is Brother Jeff. Our third prayer warrior is Tarina. And Dion will close us out. May God have a blessing to those this morning as I pass the call. If you're speaking, we don't hear you, sweetie. I'm going to read Isaiah 54, verses 7 and 8. Your Redeemer God says, I left you, but only for a moment. Now, with enormous compassion, I'm bringing you back. In an outburst of anger, I turn my back on you, but only for a moment. It's that lasting love that I'm tenderly caring for you. That was Isaiah 54, 7 and 8 from the Message Bible. May God have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doers of his word. As I pass the call to Pamela.
Good morning, Declare Victory family. First off, I'd like to thank Barbara. I really appreciate you, Barbara, for greeting us and being our host. And also, I just appreciate you being the ram in the bush this morning and reading the scripture. Thank you so much for that scripture reading. This morning, if you need a topic for the declaration, let the topic be pleasing God. Pleasing God. And so I'll be coming from Romans 7, 6. But now we are discharged from the law and have terminated all intercourse with it. And having died with it, once restrained, and are now held, which held us captive. So now we serve not under the obedience, but under the obedience and prompting of the Spirit and newness of life. This Spirit, this past week I've been reading this book from Joyce Myers, and this declaration's kind of inspired from this book that she wrote, The Approval Fix. And in this book, she writes about how to know whether or not you're a people pleaser. I don't know about you, but this has been something that I've kind of suffered with for years. And some of you might wonder, how do you know if you're a people pleaser? Well, in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, it says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as if something done for the Lord and not for man, knowing with all certainty that it's from the Lord and not for man, that you will receive the inheritance, which is your real reward. The one whom you are actually serving is the Lord Christ. One of the most, freeing things that I've really learned from walking with God is how to break free from being a people pleaser. And I'm not talking about living like an unselfish life where we meet the needs of others and, you know, reach out to those who are in need. But I'm talking about living a life where you feel like you have to perform and please others, or a life where you want to be approved by others. Sometimes it's a desire that's so strong that it influences you and it controls a lot of your decisions. In the book that I was reading by Joyce Myers, she calls this the approval fix, and that's the title of her book. And she kind of refers to this as being an addict, or being an addict like someone who needs a certain drug. She says that people pleasers also need to be needed by others, just like as an addict needs drugs, people pleaser need people to please. But the thing that with people pleasing is that sometimes it leads you to be angry and bitter, and it causes you to, you know, just really you know, bitter about your life, because you're not living your life for you, but you're living your life for people. I know this because for myself, I know I used to be a people pleaser. I don't know if you're suffering from the same kind of addiction, but I want to kind of go over a few symptoms in case you suffer from this addiction. So this is how you can tell whether or not you're a people pleaser or not. Are you honest with others? One of the greatest signs of being a people pleaser is not being completely truthful with others about who we are. We say we like things that we really don't like. We go places and we say that we're enjoying it or we're having a good time when we know that it's the last place on earth we really want to be. We nod our heads in agreement to things that we don't feel right about in our heart. Instead of telling people the truth about what we feel and the truth about our desires or our feelings, we develop this pattern of telling others what we think that they want to hear in order for us to remain accepted and in order to remain in the inner circle. There's also times when people are dishonest about their true thoughts and feelings because they're trying to please the other person and keep the other person happy. You know, I know this firsthand from being married for over 17 years, what it's like to please others and make others happy. In Ephesians 4:15, it says that God wants us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love. And verse 25 goes on to say, we are to put away all falsehood and tell our neighbors the truth because we belong to each other. And in Colossians 3:9, it says, do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old self with the evil practices. Now, based on these scriptures, I think it's pretty clear that God wants us to be honest and truthful with the other at all times. And he requires this of us. Another way to determine whether or not you're a people pleaser is to ask this question, do you do things out of duty or desire? In other words, you find yourself doing something for someone because you feel obligated or it's expected of us, and you're afraid if you don't do it for others, they'll get mad at you or think badly of you. But doing things because you feel forced to do them and then you're fearful of doing them, or you're fearful of being rejected, that's the wrong reason to do things. Now, I realize we don't always want to do everything, but there's some things in this life that we need to do. You know, like there are things that are required of us to do, and if we don't do them, you know, problems will begin to develop. I mean, like, you know, sometimes you don't feel like cleaning your house, but if you never clean up, things will become disorganized and out of order, and it can cause a lot of stress in your life. Sometimes you might not want to do the laundry, but if you don't do it, you'll eventually find yourself living in cluster and you run out of clothes to wear. You know, we heard about this in Juliet's declaration this past Saturday. But there's a balance in this area that God wants to help us to find. We just need to remove that pressure of expectations from others, and we need to try not to feel obligated to do things so that others will like us or accept us. Another sign to know that you might be a people pleaser is that you're constantly sacrificing your own legitimate needs for others. God may not show you the complete picture of what he's calling you to do, but you have to believe and trust that he's going to guide every step that you take. For Numbers 9:18, it says that at the Lord's command, the Israelites journeyed, and at his command they encamped, and as long as the cloud rested upon the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Now, it's amazing because they didn't try to go without God leading them. And can you imagine what our lives would be like if we did the same thing? Everything that we did, we counted and waited on the leading of God. sometimes we find ourselves getting thrown off track because we fail to allow God to lead us. But if we just trust in God and allow Him to lead us, He will take us down the right roads and the right areas of life that He desires for each of us. I want to share with you a little bit about my own life. Because if you look at my life and, you know, some of the things that I did as a people pleaser, you'll begin to see how, with God, how God began to move in my life. As a young child, I used to do everything to try to please people. I always wanted to be the perfect child. I always tried to make my parents happy. You know, I looked at how my older siblings were constantly doing things that would cause my parents to be so upset. So I used to try to do whatever I could to make them happy. And I continued this until I found myself in college, and I found myself majoring in a degree that I really didn't even want to be in. I found myself majoring in broadcast journalism, and the truth was I didn't even enjoy being in broadcast journalism. It wasn't a major that I wanted to be in, but because I was trying to please my mentors, my parents, and everybody else who felt like this was something I needed to do, I found myself, you know, wasting 3 years of my life. It wasn't until my junior year that I finally dropped out of college and decided to, you know, just not, you know, go to college at all. In fact, I ended up getting married, and oh my goodness, that's a whole nother declaration. But what I didn't realize is that if I was really trusting and following God rather than wasting time being unhappy and depressed and miserable and just really seeking what God wanted for my life, I would have found out that God was calling me to deliver a message that was far greater than what would be heard on the 6 o'clock news. God was calling me to deliver the good news to the world. He was calling me to preach. And, you know, I would have never found that out had I been pursuing what other people wanted from me. And as a result of me following God, finally, it led me on a journey where I was preaching all over and really being used by God to not only preach, but I found myself writing books, being a ghostwriter for sermons and books for pastors all over as well. And then God led me to go back to school where, you know, I went back and, you know, got my degree in psychology and religion and my master's of theology and other degrees that I just continued to go to school to get because I wanted to perfect myself in that area that God was calling me. Now, I'm not saying any of this just to brag about what I've accomplished or anything that I've done, but I'm saying this just to let you know that God is awesome, and if you just really listen to Him and really trust Him and what He's calling you to do, you know, He has a plan for your life, and, you know, so often we find ourselves pleasing others that, you know, we find ourselves on a whole nother track of life that God never intended for us. But it's all about, you know, just really pursuing and listening to God and listening to what His vision is for your life. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Pamela, I am a people pleaser, and, you know, I have struggled with this for years, and how do I get out of being a people pleaser? How do I stop pleasing others and pleasing man and instead start pleasing God? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to give you a couple of points on what to do in order to stop pleasing people. Because once you start really seeking God and pleasing God, you'll begin to see the enormity of the vision that God has for you. You begin to see, you know, the path that God wants for you. But first you need to do is the first thing to overcome being a people pleaser and to follow God's destiny for your life is you need to start following the leading of the Holy Spirit and start listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do and not rely on people, but to rely on God. As Christians, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and he desires to lead us in every aspect of our lives and everything that we do. He'll even show us, like, how, you know, to spend money, how to handle our finances, what type of jobs we should have, what type of house we should live in. If we really listen to the calling and the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit, you know, he'll begin to direct us in every step that we take. His word says that he will order our steps. So he'll direct us and order our steps, and it just requires us to begin to listen to him. You know, he doesn't just want to be involved in the spiritual side of our life, but he wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives. Romans 7:6 says, "But now we are discharged from the law. We have terminated all in accord with it, having died to it once, what was once restrained and held us captive. So now we serve not under obedience to the old codes, as it is written, and the regulations, but now we serve under the obedience and prompting of the Holy Spirit in a newness of life." What Paul's saying is that we need to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and experience the newness of that life of peace and joy and wholeness and contentment, and not experience that life that we live where we feel like we should have done what others told us to do, or we ought to be doing something. But we need to make sure that we're living under the expectation of God and not the expectation of people. It comes down to one thing, not being motivated by fear and not being motivated out of an obligation of what other people are telling us to do or leading us to do. But it all comes down to, what are you motivated by? Are you motivated by a desire to please and follow God and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? For the scripture says that the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, kindness, goodness. And what the Spirit leads us to do or not do should give us peace no matter what we do. We need to remember that what we do, we need to do it as unto the Lord. And if we do it unto the Lord, our lives will be blessed. No matter what we're doing, it's all about our motives. If you're helping a friend, do it as unto the Lord. If you're working at church, do it as unto the Lord. If you're working at a food bank, do it as unto the Lord. If you're working as a garbage, do it as a garbage collector. Do it as unto the Lord. So make sure that your motivation is right and that whatever you do it with the motive of pleasing God, and the result will be measured with joy and enthusiasm of your life. I encourage you to shake off what people think and feel about you and begin to do what God tells you to do. And if you need strength in this area, and I think we all do, we need to pray and ask God for his grace to help us to follow his voice instead of the pressure and demands of others. And we need to pray that we can live as Colossians 1:10 says, that you may walk in the manner that is worthy to the Lord, fully pleasing him and desiring to please him in all things, as I pass the call.
Thank Lord, I thank you for another day of your mercy. Praise to God for his everlasting mercy. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, God, I just thank you for this day, this Monday, oh, God. I thank you for watching over us as we slept, as we rest last night, oh, God. I thank you that we weren't consumed in our sleep. For, God, your mercies are great. You said your mercies are new to us every morning. God, and I'm so grateful to be among the living today. God, I thank you so much for each and every one on this call. I thank you for Sister Barbara for greeting and for hosting and for stepping in, God, when she was needed. Father God, with the scripture, and I thank you for Pamela for that declaration, a people pleaser. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, oh God. I thank you, God, that you are the only one that we should be pleasing. Pleasing you, God, and only you. Father God, I come today interceding on behalf of Declare Victory, families, friends, relatives, loved ones, and unsaved loved ones, oh God. Giving your name the praise. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that possesses heaven and earth, oh God. I thank you, dear Lord, that you are the God who orchestrated our life journey. Father God, nothing happened just because. Because, Father God, you are in complete control. You are the sovereign God. And, Father God, I come lifting up the visionary this morning. God, I lift up Dion and her family, her mother, Jackie, her children. Oh, God, I just thank you for her, and I thank you for her obedience. God, bless her indeed, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. God, meeting every need that she has, lacking nothing, oh, God. I thank you, dear God, for each and every one on this call that brings forth the declaration. God, I just give your name the praise. God, for all that you have poured into them and all that they have poured out to we, your people, God. I pray that you replenish them all right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let no word that comes out of their mouth fall on stony ground. Oh, God, I pray that everything, Lord God, that we receive, and Father God, that we walk it out in our salvation. For God, I lift up the prayer request now to you, oh God, lifting up Sharon Nichols, oh God. Whatever's going on in her life, oh God, or whatever she needs, God, you are the creator. You are the source of life, Father God, and I pray that you meet her every need, whatever it may be, whether it may be healing, deliverance. Oh God, you know what it is, oh God, and I just pray that you touch her in a mighty way right now. Father God, Juliet is asking for prayer for LaVon Gautry. Father God, I just pray you touch him in a mighty way, oh God. Father God, meeting his every need, whether it be healing or deliverance, Father God, whatever's going on, God, I just pray that you cover him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Minister to them all as only you can. And Father God, I'm lifting up Carrie Pilleton, God, who was hit by a car yesterday. Lord God, I thank you that there's no serious injuries. I thank you, Lord God, that there's no internal bleeding. But God, you are sovereign God. You're holy God. And God, we thank you that you're always in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for her life, oh God. I thank you for sparing her life, oh God. Father, we continue to lift up Debbie Evans' grandmother, Martha Gilmore, God. I just pray that you continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Minister to her, Lord God, for only you can. Father God, and I thank you for her life longevity, Lord God, for you are a great God. Your mercy endures forever. Father God, and I continue to lift up Previs and Claire. Father God, for your continued healing and Previs' body, oh God. And I lift up Nelson San Diego and his family, Lord God, and the loss of their mother, Father God, just strengthen them, oh God. You said for those who need comfort, oh God, that they shall be comforted, oh God. And I thank you. I thank you today that you are comforting, God, that you are merciful, God, that you are sympathetic, God. God, I thank you that you are God, that there is none like you, oh God. Father God, I thank you that you are the God of strength. You are the God of power. You are the God of wonder-working power. Your blood, there's power in your blood. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus today that covers us all, oh God. Father God, and I continue to lift up Lisa Crawford for the healing in her body. God, for you know what's going on, all the tests that the doctors is running. Father God, I pray that her body produces the right chemicals in her body, oh God, to fight off whatever there is going on in her body, oh God. And I continue to pray for Leonard Matthews for strength, oh God, as the kidney becomes available, God. I pray that his health strengthens, that you strengthen his health, his mindset, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and praise you today, oh God, giving your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And for everyone on this victory call, God, I pray that you just strengthen them, cover their families, cover our children, oh God. Protect them, Lord God, as they go to and from to school, just walking about. God, I pray you're covering over each and every one, oh God, and each and every life on this call. Father God, that's connected their marriages and families, oh God, unsaved loved ones. God, I bless your name today, and I give your name the praise, the honor, and glory. And thank you, oh God, for the privilege to come before you with my intercessory prayer. God, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, as I pass the call to Jeff.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, to join in victory, Lord God, to stand in agreement, Lord God, with what's been spoken this morning, Lord, over our lives, Lord God, to stand in agreement, Lord God, what's been prayed this morning, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, to stand in agreement, Lord God, for every prayer request, Lord God, that's been made this morning, Lord God. Well, we want to thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for dispatching your angels, Lord God, to answer every prayer, Lord God, this morning. Lord God, you have heard every prayer request this morning, Lord God, and you already know the ins and out, Lord God, because hallelujah, you sit high, Lord God, and you, hallelujah. You know all, Lord God, and you see all. So, Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God. That, hallelujah. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you help our faith and our belief, Lord God, that what we ask and what we pray for, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that it's already done, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God. Lord God, I continue, Lord God, to pray for love, Lord God, and hallelujah. And for that love, Lord God, it is the love that we need, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for that declaration this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Reminding me, Lord God, to be mindful, Lord God, to listen. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For the guidance, Lord God. Oh, I needed to hear that this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, this morning, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, and we need your love, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power, Lord God, of prayer, Lord God, and that which we shall receive, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we, each and every one of us, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we get in our prayer closet, Lord God, and we build ourselves up, Lord God, through our heavenly language, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one of us, Lord God, to pray in the spirit, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. That we will be better, Lord God, able to hear from you, Lord God, and be led, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for your love, Lord God. Before I go any farther, Lord God, I pray and I ask for forgiveness, Lord God, of my sins, Lord God, for my slothfulness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, I pray that anything, Lord God, that's down in me, Lord God, hallelujah, that you burn it out, Lord God, that you purge it out, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the sanctification process, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God, and we need you, Lord God. We need your love, Lord God. We've heard this morning, Lord God, that you will lead and guide us, Lord God, if we would just listen for your voice, Lord God. Open up our ears, Lord God. Open up our ears, Lord God. Condition our heart, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we'll hear and follow your lead. And Lord God, for that, Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for declare victory this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for that daily connection, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to seek your face early in the morning, Lord God. 6 a.m. in the morning, Lord God, we're up, Lord God, seeking your face, Lord God. And I just want to thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, that you've made available for us, Lord God, through this declared victory prayer line, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. And, Lord God, hallelujah. I stand in agreement, Lord God. Hallelujah. With those that prayed before me, Lord God, hallelujah, that you bless the visionary, Lord God, of this prayer call, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we lift her up to you this morning, Lord God. Her and her family, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, her strength, Lord God. Hallelujah. In you that you provide, hallelujah, all of her needs, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for my household, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for my health, Lord God, and my strength, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, just a few days ago, Lord God, I was on my back, Lord God, with a high fever, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, I thank you for all of the prayers that went up. Hallelujah, on my behalf, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. They went up from 103, Lord God, to 109, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For my health and strength. Lord God, I thank you for your love, Lord God. It is your love, Lord God, that I desire, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need your love, Lord God. I need your love, Lord God, to better do your will, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, I continue, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, for obedience, Lord God. Hallelujah. For discipline, Lord God. Hallelujah. For all of the things, Lord God, that will allow me, Lord, to grow in you, Lord God, that will strengthen me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Help me to study, Lord God. I pray for the willingness, Lord God. Hallelujah. To study your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. We need you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God, on this line this morning. Oh, hallelujah. In every area of our lives, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. I love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, the state of California, Lord God, and all of the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what it looked like, Lord God, all of the tragedies, Lord God, that's going on we know that you are in control, Lord God. So, Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God, to lift you up, Lord God, to honor you, Lord God, in our actions, Lord God, in our behaviors, Lord God, and in our conversations, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you continue to cover our hearts and our minds, Lord God, as well as our bodies, Lord God, that we may better do your will, Lord God. As I prepare to pass the call, Lord God, hallelujah, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God, because it is your love, Lord God, that keeps me, Lord. In your holy name, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray as I pass the call.
Father, I'm praying for President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and First Lady Michelle and Jill, and other government and community leaders throughout our town, cities, states, and nation. Save those who are not yet your own. Give those in authority wisdom in every decision and help them to think clearly. Grant them discernment and common sense so they'll be strong and be effective leaders. Help them to lead and govern with integrity, and may their integrity guide them and keep them on track. Be merciful to give us leaders who are spirit-filled and follow your principles. Direct their steps according to your word, for their decisions have a great impact on our lives. Be their defender and protector and keep them always on guard. Help those who are Christians to be strong and courageous, standing firm in their faith, influence others for your kingdom. Encourage and strengthen them, giving them the wisdom they need. Help them to have courage and faith in you, no matter what they're facing day to day. Father, I come to you right now praying for health care. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge of commitment you have given medical personnel, professionals. Thank you for using them millions of times each day to help in the process of healing and health in our lives. I thank you, too, for the public servants who intend through public pies to help those in need. I pray that you will give them all courage and wisdom to make good and right decisions. We are, all, however, under no illusion that the answer to our professional wholeness and health lies with doctors of our government officials. You alone are our true healer. And while you use the hands of others and also our own lifestyle choices to help deliver, you are the source and sustainer of our life. We ask for healing and health. I ask that you would release a wave of blessing in this country. Instead of tuning and trusting in human efforts, turn our hearts to seek and trust you, Lord. Give us courage and faith to pray for one another. When we hear of someone who is sick or suffering, remind to us to ask you for a miracle. And when we see your hand at work, we will be grateful and offer our thanks. For there is no true healing without you, in Jesus' name. I pray for all the pastors, the assistant pastors, the evangelists, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, surround them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The teachers also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for all the churches in the name of Jesus. Military, I pray for all military personnel in the name of Jesus that's serving in the name of Jesus. Veterans in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for their families in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the schools around the nation in the name of Jesus, Lord. Protection surround the students and all the personnel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bind or come against that spirit of shooting and killing in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the name is above every name in all things. I bind up every unclean spirit and assignment coming against us, our children and our family, from by or through anyone or anything, name or unnamed, known or unknown, seven generations back. In the name of Jesus, I bind up principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual witnesses in high places, and prince of peace of the air. In Jesus' name, I bind up the strong man, the old man, every prince of stronghold, the spirit of Antichrist, every evil spirit and plague, the spirit of confusion, losing, and delusion. In Jesus' name, I bind up the spirit of infirmity, sickness, disease, pain, addiction, affliction, calamity, devourer, the destroyer, the accuser, the deceiver, the corrupter, and every spirit of poverty. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of strife and division, backbiting, gossip. In the name of Jesus, spirits of resistance and hindrance, every spirit of rebution, revenge and retaliation, lying, seducing, the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every root of fear, doubt, unbelief, discouragement, and every deadly deed from despair to depression, the spirit of pride, rebellion, and disobedience, self-ego, independence, unforgiveness, bitterness, lust, and the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the works of the devil destroy over this region, over all the neighborhoods, over the bodies, and over all the children, over our lives and loved ones, and over the government, schools, and pastors, and evil works. In the name of Jesus, I lose peace in the name of Jesus over everyone in Jesus' name. As I steal this prayer in the name of Jesus, now to him that's able to esteem me above all that I ask or imagine, according to the power of the works in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, and to sustain our body, soul, and spirit, to Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the King eternal, and more invisible, the only wise God, be honored and glorious forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray, I pass the call over to Dion.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Well, he kept me from all evil. Lord, with my mind stayed on thee. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we declare and decree that on this day, God, not only will we be led by your spirit, God, but we command the spirit of God on our lives, God, to be ever so bright that men might see your glory, crying, what must I do to be saved? God, we thank you for your spirit. God, we thank you for your power. God, we thank you that your word declares, greater works than these shall we do in your name. God, we thank you for this Make It Happen Monday. We thank you for the ability to be able to pour into the lives of your people here and abroad, oh God, that your will be done in their lives. God, we thank you for every prayer request. God, we thank you for every supplication. We thank you for every heart yielded this morning to your will and to your way, Lord. God, we thank you for direction. We thank you for understanding and wisdom. God, we thank you for knowledge and repentance in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you've kept us. God, that you've kept us from all evil, God. And we pray this morning that our minds be focused, fixed, and stayed on you in the name of Jesus. God, bless every prayer warrior that came before me. God, thank you, Lord God, for the declaration this morning. God, bless the scripture this morning that it would take root, God, and become part of our very fiber of our being. God, that we would know you, that we should not live by bread alone, God, but that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God, we thank you that we can stand on your word. God, we thank you that the power of your spirit rests on us, God, that it gives us intellect, Lord God, that it gives us direction and guidance, God, that it gives us what we need to survive each day. God, and this morning, as we begin to celebrate your greatness, God, we take our phones off mute, God, and we say that we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We are great and undefeated because you are great and undefeated, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you are the great I am, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you are the protector, God.
Hallelujah. You are so worthy of our praise, Lord God. What if we had 10,000 times, bro? We could not lift your name up, God. Lord God, we just come to you this day, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your goodness, Lord God. that follow us all the days of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we live, Lord God, to please you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, so we will hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest. Hallelujah, Lord. That's what we want to hear you say to us, Lord. So I ask today, Lord, that you give us all a service heart, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. A clean heart, Lord God. Hallelujah. Clean hands, Lord God. Give us, keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. Clean our hearts, Lord. If anything in us that's not pleasing to you, Lord God, we ask that you remove it, Lord God. Because you're coming back to our church without a spot or a wrinkle. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you that we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you that we're the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word never changes. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the tongue, Lord. We can speak life into our situations, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You said the power of life and death is in the tongue. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our children, Lord God, as they go off to school today, Lord. I pray a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. Goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life. Hallelujah. I pray for protection, Lord God, of the schools, Lord. I lift up their teachers before you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promises are yea and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your weapons that you equipped us with, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the measure of faith that you have dealt each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your word, Lord, never changes. Thank you, Lord God, for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. There is none like you, yes, Lord. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We lift your name up high, Lord. High above every circumstance, high over every circumstance. We high over every trial.
We thank you, Lord God.
High over every affliction, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We fail in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have authority, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Wisdom and grace, power and knowledge, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the blood, Lord, over our lives right now, Lord, over each
God.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, Lord.
Every father is here, Lord.
Love you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. We love you today, Lord, because you're so good to us, Lord. Better than we've been to ourselves, Lord. Lord, we thank you for God rocking in that midnight hour, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for God who moves every move the things that are in our lives, Lord.
Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that are in position, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you for God who opens up the windows of heaven, Lord.
Lord,
it's not blessing
the laws of this land, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray, Lord God, uplift you today, Lord.
We pray, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord. You're awesome, God.
To influence their minds, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
To influence their pleasure.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We pray your protection, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. God, all by
cover us today,
and it's none other like you, Lord, that you
cover us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord, for the mercy and grace, Lord, that
yes, Lord.
Alive, Lord.
That this day, Lord God.
Lord,
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life, Lord God. Hallelujah.
They're worthy. That means all glory and all honor, Lord. Lord, we honor you today.
You woke us up this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Every breath in our lungs
this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Every part of our body.
Hallelujah.
Lord. We praise you, Lord. That's singing us the song of Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God.
Out of our mouth, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. For your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
For your joy. We thank you, Lord God. For your peace, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Mighty are the works of your hands, Lord. Greater than any name, Lord, that we will ever know.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
I was brought us this
clarity, Lord God.
I admire you,
Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for vision, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
I was brought us from the mountaintop, through the valley, Lord. Lord, we thank you for God, Lord. This is straight, Lord, and the rough place is plain, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, and we praise you in the beauty of your holiness.
Lord God, we thank you for the help and the strength in our lives.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, just
we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, Lord God.
For your protection over our children.
Yes. It is your word, Lord God.
Thank
oh, thank you, Lord God. It is your word, Lord God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For your spirit, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For Lord, I pray.
Your spirit, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
We love you, Lord God.
Thank you.
We reverence you, Lord God.
In the most
oh, thank you, Lord God. We thank you, yes, Lord.
To go beyond the veil.
Yes, Lord. Let our actions, Lord God.
Thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come before your throne of grace, God. We know that you're faithful and just to hear us, God, that you hear our every heart's cry, God. We love you. We appreciate you, God. We exalt you. We exalt you, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We declare and decree that you are our sovereign God, that there's none like you in all the earth, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Your name, Lord, simply for being the God of our salvation.
Yes.
We bless you. We honor you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Yeshua.
In the name of Jesus.
We,
man and God, we thank you.
Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah.
As I pass the call to Miss Barbara.
Good morning once again. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I'm your host for today. Now is the time that we set aside for those to say good morning that were not able to say good morning earlier. Do we have any new callers on the line? Anyone want to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Catherine.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. It's Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning. This is Roma.
Good morning, Roma.
Good morning, it's Monique.
Good morning, Monique.
Good morning. Good morning, it's Niecy.
Good morning, Niecy.
Good morning, it's Sanaa J.
Good morning, Sanaa J.
Good morning,
it's Moni.
Good morning, Moni.
Good morning,
who's your husband? Moni?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, how's your husband?
Oh, he's doing wonderful. Thank you. I want to thank you all for your prayers. He recovered very quickly. It was a minimally invasive surgery that worked miracles. Well, God did it, but, thank you all for your prayers.
Praise
God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning.
This is Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Good morning, prayer warriors. It's Gail.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, it's Marcus.
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, it's Ollie.
Good morning, Ollie.
How y'all yaxing for me?
Any more of our babies on the line? Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, it's me, Mary.
Good morning, me, Mary.
Good morning, me, Mary.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, it's Tanya.
Good morning, Tanya.
It's Josiah.
Good morning, Josiah.
Good morning, it's Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle. Good
morning.
Anyone else want to say good morning? Somebody need to mute their phone. Well, thank you, Pamela, for that awesome declaration, and I'm going to pass the call to you.
Thank you, Barbara. I really appreciate you, like I said, just, you know, being that ram in the bush today and being our greeter. And I want to thank all of our prayer warriors this morning, Diane and Jeff and Karina and Dion. Thank you so much for letting God use you to be the intercessors on behalf of those on the call. As I stated this morning, God just really laid it on my heart. I've been reading this book the last week that Joyce Myers wrote, and the book was entitled The Approval Fix, and she talked about how, you know, so often as believers, you know, we're always trying to seek approval of other people, and, you know, the book just really ministered to me, and I felt led to do the declaration this morning on it, and so I kind of wanted to start off and just, well, let's just start and see how, if anyone has any thing they would like to say, how that the declaration maybe spoke to you, or if there's a comment or something you'd like to say regarding the declaration before I get into the questions. I know the topic is probably kind of heavy, because I'm sure all of us kind of deal with this. Like I said, I know I do. And the first question was, you know, being honest with others. How, you know, so often we find that, you know, we agree with what others are doing, you know, right down to, like, you know, going to a restaurant to eat, or, you know, we'll tend to have that attitude of just accepting things and not really letting our concerns or our needs be made known. Do anyone find themselves doing that, where they aren't honest with people about their feelings or their opinions, or, you know, maybe what God is saying to you about the situation, you find yourself keeping quiet about it, as opposed to really speaking up and saying something?
Sister Pamela.
Yes.
Good morning. It's Dee Dee, and I was trying to be quiet on this Monday, but that declaration, as always, is beautiful, and it's needed, and it's necessary for me. I found that it's impossible to please man no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter what title you have, no matter how many degrees you have, no matter how big your house is, what car you drive, none of it. You can't please people. There's just spirits that will find lint on an ant. So honesty, for me, has become the only truth. And sometimes it may come across as being rude. I've been told I'm brutally honest, and that hurt me at first. But then I thought about it. It was like, well, thank you, Lord. I don't mean to ever offend anyone, because I'm a compassionate person, and empathy is my thing, but to walk around and or live a life where you're walking on eggshells because you want to please everybody is impossible. And that is why I think so many of us can be schizo. And it's not a shade, but it's true. Once you get it in your mind and you know that the only person we need to please is God and ourselves, because there's no way you can please man. It's impossible. So that's how I am trying to live. And in every situation, I mean, we try to please people on our jobs, at work, in jobs, at church, in our homes, and it's just impossible. So you just have to understand that it's also a prideful thing. You know, it's almost like when you spend so much time trying to please another human that's flawed, it becomes being who you're not. It's like presenting yourself as someone that you're not. And that's just too much work. So I just don't put too much energy in not being anybody but Dee Dee Felder, because that's all I know how to be. God created me this way, and I'm learning to love every part of me. And those areas that still need to be purified, He's working on that. So I just have to work on that. So I want to thank you, as always, for a much-needed declaration. I love you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Dee Dee. And actually, you probably are partially the inspiration for this declaration, because you were sharing that on the call on Thursday night on how, you know, you're just authentic and you just present your authentic self. And it, you know, made me think about this book I was reading. And then I thought, you know, I should really do a declaration on that, because so often we are not who God is calling us to be. We are not pleasing God. We're trying to please everybody else around us, whether it's our children, whether it's our husband, whether it's our boss. You know, we're trying to jump when everybody else says jump and move when everybody else says move. And we find ourselves in a situation where we're not happy. And it's because we're not pleasing God, and we're not really being honest with people about who we are and honest with ourselves first. Thank you so much, Dee Dee. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? And I guess this next question kind of goes hand in hand with being honest. How many of us find ourselves doing things out of a duty, or, you know, like out of a duty or need for somebody else, you know, a desire for someone else? I guess I can try to give you an example here. You know, like just so often, you know, being married, I know I found myself, you know, clearly as wives, we should honor our husbands and respect them and be submissive. But sometimes you bite your own tongue and you're not, you know, honest with them. Once again, it goes back to being your authentic self and being honest with who you are and who God called you to be, and, you know, holding back and, you know, doing things out of that duty to be desired or duty to be pleased by others.
Hey, Pam?
Yes.
Yeah, You asked us some real heavy questions. These questions are really heavy. You know, I call myself, well, coming from a chronic people pleasing position, I feel like I'm still beginning to embrace that authentic, my authentic self. And I'm not where I used to be. I've come a long way, but I still find myself in areas of, you know, people pleasing. Sometimes not being brutally honest when I should be. And there are times, though, I've had to, you know, begrudgingly, if the Lord, you know, only time it can seem like I'm actually able to do that is when the Lord, like, puts on my heart to say this to a person, you know, and it's like I can't get around it. Got anything to do with Juliet, it's still a struggle. So pray for me.
Girl, we all need to be prayed for, because I think we all suffer with it at some time or another in our lives. And I thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anyone else?
Pamela, this is Diane. I've never been a people pleaser. I got too much of my own self to be trying to please and to get right. So I just you know, like Dee always say, I just got to do me because I got some ways. Sometimes, you know, I don't sugarcoat anything. So when somebody say something to me and I have to answer, they're going to get the wrong answer. Well, nowadays I try to kind of curve it a little bit, but I can be kind of harsh at times. And so, but I'm working on that. So I don't know how to be somebody else because I don't know what kind of shoes that person is walking in. So I have to walk in my own shoes and stay in my own lane because I got flaws, and I'm sure don't nobody want my flaws. So all I know how to do is to be me.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And you know, maybe there's some on the phone who feel that they are pursuing what God has called them to do and really walking in the direction and the call that God has for you. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing because, like I said, I know for me it's been difficult. I guess it started, like I said, as a child, you know, wanting to please my parents. I saw what a headache my older siblings went through, and so I did not want to ever cause my parents to go through any frustrations or grief that they put them through. So it's like I was constantly trying to do everything perfect from, you know, trying to get perfect A's to being perfect in everything. But it leads you to a life of depression. It leads you to a life of, you know, not being satisfied because you're constantly pleasing everybody else. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment? How about feeling like you're constantly sacrificing your own needs for others? Does anyone feel that at times they sacrifice their own needs for others? Okay. Well, as I stated in the declaration, there are some things that we can do to overcome it, and the number one thing is to follow God and to make sure that everything that we do is motivated by, you know, seeking God's will for our lives, because if we're not motivated by what God wants for us, I mean, every waking hour should be, what is it that you want me to do, God? You know, where is it that you want me to go, God, today? What is it that you need me to do? What do you need me to say, God? You know, it needs to be motivated out of that and not motivated out of pleasing people. And once you're living, you know, out of that motivation to please God and to seek God in every aspect of your life and to really listen to the moving of the Holy Spirit, then, you know, I'm not saying that life is going to be easy. You know, you're still going to have trials and situations that will come, but your life will be more fulfilled. Would anyone like to share situations or an experience that maybe they have had as a result of, you know, living life motivated by what God is leading them to do? Nobody?
Well, this is Patty, and good morning.
Hey, Patty.
Good
morning.
I feel like today I am living, or at least attempting to live the way the Lord wants me to live at this point in my life or at this time of my life. Is it easy? I mean, it's a lot easier than it was, but I feel like I'm sacrificing and this is just me talking, but I feel like I'm sacrificing me to do what the Lord has me to do, which right now is to take care of my mom. And that in itself has been a rough, tough thing, but, you know, I've adapted to what the Lord has, or I am adapting, let me say that, to what the Lord has for me, and I'm just trying to be, just trying to hear what he has for me literally every day. I'm not sure if that's what you're asking or not.
Man, no, it actually is, because when we're yielding to God's call on our life and we're really walking in what God is directing us to do, you, like you said, it's not going to be easy, but he will begin to provide everything for us. I mean, we will see that, you know, every need is met. Every situation and circumstance in our life will begin to be met, you know, because he's doing it, and we're living for him, and we're walking, you know, in what he's calling us to do. And so once we do that, you know, there will be a pleasure in doing it. There's a pleasure in giving. Like I was saying, you know, it's all about your motive. And if you're taking care of your mom, you're taking care of God, you know, as unto God, you know, he's going to bless that. He's going to bless you. He's going to reward you for that. And so that's a beautiful thing, to be able to listen to God and to be obedient to his call so that you can take care of your mother.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment or have...
Good morning. This is Brother Eric. How you doing, Pam?
Good morning, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I think that, you know, and I'm sure everybody on the line has heard a testimony. When I decided to follow God's voice and to come from the East Coast and to settle here in the West Coast, you know, and wed my wife, I can see now that, you know, God was literally just putting things on me in an effort to get me here, you know, because I was just like, I don't know why, but, you know, I was just, I guess I was operating that fear. And then when God, you know, I had one of those prodigal son moments where I came to myself and I heard God speaking through my wife and said, just come here. I said, just come here, you know, and don't worry about it. You ain't got a job, you ain't got a family, you know, you don't have this, you don't have that. And, you know, since I've come here, I've established myself in, you know, as a leadership position in my church, that God has put so many things in my path and in my hands, and has blessed us with so many things, you know, to enable us, to enable me to do what God has called me to do. I'm still, you know, always like searching on the path and always seeking God's faith, but it's just such a freedom. It's just such a freedom that's in my life now, and when I know when I'm doing what God is doing. But then I'm so glad I have a wife, too, because I've always worked in a church. And in her own quiet way, she'll kind of, like, put her foot down, you know, because she knows, you know, that I will stay at that church. I will, you know, if it need be every day, you know, I'll go and work and I'll do that and I'll deny myself and you know, and try to do everybody else's job, you know, because, you know, my heart is for, you know, my church family. But, you know, I realize now that I can't do that. You know, I have responsibilities at home, and so that kind of keeps a balance in my life. And then, you know, she's also my sounding board, too. So when I get kind of stagnant, and I recognize the feeling that when I get, when she begins to talk about ministry, and when I'm initially kind of against it and kind of like, you know, bucking against it, I know that's self. I recognize that as self now, you know, and that's something I need to work on, and that's the direction that I need to go, you know. Oh, thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank you for your declaration. And, you know, I want to, you know, add, you know, these are some deep questions, and I think they're provoking a lot of Selah moments on the line. At least I hope that is. But pray my strength in the Lord. I love you and I love your family.
Amen. Love you too, Eric. Thank you so much for sharing. But you're right. It's all about what we're motivated out of. And, you know, are you being motivated out of fear? Are you being motivated out of, you know, that a sense of personal gain or a sense of obligation, you know, to try to please someone else out of obligation, you know, or and it's all about your motive. But, you know, as long as you're operating out of, you know, what the call of God is for your life and being directed by God and operating out of the fruit of the Spirit, you know, that love, peace, joy, if you're operating out of that motive, then you know that God is leading you. You know that he's going to bless you and order your steps. Is there someone else? Was there someone else who's getting ready to speak?
Well, you know, this is Patty again. When you operate out of obligation, because when I started this journey, mine was more obligation. The fight is so much different when you are doing things because you feel obligated versus submitting to the Lord. Because that's really, I fought my situation. And it was like the Lord said, well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you have an you get to choose what you want to do. But when you operate, you know, the way that the Lord wants you to operate versus that, you know, the word that you said, obligation, is
okay.
It's so much different than, you know, I see that now.
Thank you.
But at the beginning, all I could think of was I can't believe that I'm about to, you know, set my life to the side for this. That was my attitude at the beginning, and I was angry. You know, I was very angry. It wasn't a hard task to do. So, you know, I'm grateful that I finally submitted to the Lord. And there's some times where I have to go back and you know, ask the Lord to just give me the strength to continue to do what it is that he has for me, because it's not an easy thing.
You're absolutely right. A lot of things that God is calling us to do, it's not going to be easy, and oftentimes we're not going to want to do it. And, you know, we do need to pray God to give us strength and to help us to be obedient to his call and to be obedient to what he's telling us to do. I know, you know, there were several things in my life that he was directing me to do, and, you know, I was like, you know, I'm like, are you kidding? Like, really, God? That's not what I want to do with my life. I want to do this.
Right.
But, you know, I had to sacrifice my life and, you know, allow him to live through me. And like I said, if it's motivated out of love and out of a desire, you know, to allow the moving of God, the desire to allow God to move through you, then he's going to bless it. He's going to order your step. He's going to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Like you said, initially it may have been out of obligation or, you know, and it may have been a situation where you weren't happy to do it or, you know, nobody else was stepping up, and so you felt like you had to step up. Can someone please mute their phone? Where you felt like you needed to step up, but in doing that, you begin to yield to God's direction, and God began to move on your behalf. And I've seen that even through the call and things that you shared on the line, that God has blessed you as a result of you being there for your mother. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing because, you know, so many people would not have been willing to do that.
And can I just say one thing to Eric? Because, and I've been wanting to say this, you know, when I hear Eric share, Eric, when I hear you share, it is, it's a blessing because you always uplift your wife, and that's a powerful thing for a man to do for his wife, you know, across the line in front of everybody. And so I just say for myself to listen to you speak, and when you speak about your wife, it's such an encouraging, uplifting thing for me to listen to that. And, you know, I just think that God is going to bless you for that because you do not leave her out, and I think that that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. The other thing I want us to really think about, too, as we kind of come to a close this morning, is make sure that what we're doing is not out of a motivation to be accepted or to be seen. Sometimes people will do things just because they want to be up front, they want to be seen, they want to be accepted or in control. When you're doing it out of wanting to be in control, wanting to be accepted or being seen, you know, that's not of God. You know, you're not operating out of the love of God or out of, you know, that compassion and that fruit of the Spirit. And so that's something we want to look at. You know, why am I doing this? You know, what am I doing? What's the reasons for me doing what I'm doing in my life? Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Because if there's not, I'm going to kind of wrap it up a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
You know, I didn't realize, I still realize how deep my people pleasing has been. You know, I used to be so bad with my people pleasing that, you know, if somebody gave me a compliment, like if I put an outfit on and somebody gave me a compliment, I would not wear an outfit again. It was that bad. If you gave me something, I feel like I need to give it back. Even when my husband compliments me, I have a hard time, you know, especially when he does it publicly, it's hard to receive it sometimes, you know. So this is something that I'm still growing from. I thank God I'm not where I used to be, though, but I'm still growing. But it was terrible. It was hard. You know, I wouldn't listen to my own voice. Even when it came to decisions, I couldn't make decisions for myself because I didn't trust, or if it's going to affect somebody else and how they felt about me, then I didn't want to do it, you know. And the most liberating thing for me has been, you know, my relationship with God, because I don't know where I might have been, an addict or I might be dead or anything, because I was spending so much time trying to please others I wasn't happy. You know, I couldn't find happiness because I was trying to, trying to make sure everybody else was happy. And I dealt with this quietly, you know, within myself. It was a struggle. You know, as a kid, I realized that as a kid, I always wanted to not be here. And it wasn't until I was like 18 years old that I was able to say, hey, I want to live. But that's a long time to struggle to say you want to live. And from there, you know, meeting the Lord at 23, things began to unpack. But I still struggle, but I'm a lot better. Now, I just said that because when Patty was saying that about my husband, it just made me think about I'm still working through that process of, you know, loving me, basically. And I just wanted to say that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Juliet, just for being so real and, you know, just sharing. Because there's somebody, I know there's others who are on the call who are listening, who are dealing with the same thing. And by you being so transparent and so open about what you've gone through in the past and how God is working with you and dealing with you,
I know it's blessing others, and that there's others who are going to be blessed by that. I'm even touched. It's like I got chills listening to you, because I know for myself, I struggled with it for years. But like I said, we have to make sure that we are listening to God and that we're doing it with the right motives, and that our motives are not about pleasing people and making everybody else happy. Because for years, like I said, I've done it. It's like I was all about everybody else's agenda and everybody else's projects and everybody else's things, and not stepping forward and doing what God called me to do. And a lot of it was out of fear, you know, out of fear of, you know, really trusting that I had the ability to do it. But once we stop operating out of fear and really start operating out of that sense of power and strength that God gives us, then we can start really doing what he's called us to do. Thank you so much, Juliet, for sharing. Is there anyone else who would like to share as we come to a close today?
Well, you know that that thing that Juliet was just talking about is she's learning to love herself. But you know what? You know, God loved you enough to send you Eric because he knew you needed
Amen.
The quality that Eric has
Thank
in
you.
Him to help bring out whatever it is that needs to be brought out, Juliet. And that's exactly what he's doing. And so I say praise God for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Daddy.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Sister Pamela.
Yes.
Thank you for that declaration this morning. I caught the tail end of your declaration this morning, but I heard exactly what I needed to hear, you know, and I desire to be led by the Holy Spirit, and it's just a wonderful thing if for Jeff to be able to hear the Holy Spirit when it's speaking to me, and allow it to direct my path, you know, because I recognize in myself where that a form of people pleasing that I would practice to avoid conflict, and you know my circle is not very broad. It's a very small circle. And as far as my male friends, I would tend to, like Sister Didi said, I would tend to not tell some of my closest inner circle partners the truth, you know, because I'm that mellow guy that attempts to avoid conflict and not really want to push my friends away or hurt their feelings by sharing some truth. So in that way, I recognize that I tend to practice that form of people pleasing to avoid conflict. But in my marriage, you know, with my wife that I love, you know, I'm willing to compromise, you know, in order to please her. And I recognize in many times, often I even fall short. And my motives will be, I have a desire to, you know, to please her, and so I'm willing to compromise. But even then, sometimes I would fall short, and you know, in other situations in my life, I find myself
trying to keep my ego and my pride in check, because I didn't always live my life please God. I lived that self-seeking, self-centered life, to where it's that,
yeah.
I was, you know, I had blinders on, you know, and that, you know, all the gifts and blessings that God, you know, the breath of life that He had in my lungs each day, you know, I wasn't really functioning or being guided by the Holy Spirit. Even though God gives us all different gifts, and you know, He blesses the peacemakers, you know, and I know I have a peaceful spirit about myself. But I like what you and Brother Eric said, that when it comes to fear, you know, if I'm being motivated by fear, that's the wrong motive for me to to be a people pleaser, because I'm afraid of conflict, you know.
Yeah. So
I just really want to thank you for your declaration. I'm going to have to listen to the playback, because I came in on the tail end where you was sharing about being able to hear the Holy Spirit and listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for your prayer this morning. So as I kind of come to a close, I really want to, and I was thinking about this regarding you, Patty, also, is that when we think about what we're motivated by and how sometimes our motivation can be out of obligation or being in control or fear or whatever it might be, we need to make sure that our motivation is prompted by the Holy Spirit. And as long as we are doing what we're doing out of that motivation of love, and I feel for you, Patty, that's what why you are there with your mother, is that your motivation is love. It's not self-seeking. It's not out of obligation anymore, but it's because you honestly and truly love your mother, and that's the motivation. And as long as we're operating out of the fruit of the Spirit, and that we're operating out of, you know, love and that kindness and goodness and, you know, joy, as long as we're operating out of what God is directing us to do, and it's not self-seeking, it's not to please other people, and it's not to please ourselves, but it's to please God, and it's, you know, out of those motivations, the motivation of the Spirit, then He's going to bless and honor it. I hope that made any sense, what I was saying. But I just want to remind everybody that today, if no one else has anything else they want to say, today's Make It Happen Monday, and make sure that you do a good deed or an act of kindness for someone. And also, the Marriage Matters call is at 6 o'clock this evening for those who are married and aspiring to be married. The call is at 6 p.m. this evening. If there's no other comments, then we'll come to a close. And I just want to remind everybody to make sure that you are not being people pleasers, that you are operating out of the direction and the guidance of God, and that you are motivated out of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, happiness, goodness, kindness, you know, all of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 6. God bless you all, and I love you all. Take care.
Love you too.
Bless you. Right.
Thank you, Pam. Bye-bye.
Bless family. Have a good day.
All right.